I was knocking on the door of a house I'd never been inside before, but this is where they told me the young man was. I'd been searching for him for 2 or 3 days. I'd talked to him. I knew he was depressed, but he was also a runaway. Now, I have heard the stories that many others, young people in the area, they were all living somewhere together with a lady that was a priestess that was involving them in all kinds of sexual perversions and satanic rituals. As the door opened, I had no idea that it would be the owner on the other side. He had come to clean up. He wanted to know who I was, so I shared with him, and he let me come in. The entire place was in shambles. He had given the orders for all the people living there to vacate 2 days prior. On every wall, there was satanic literature, backwards words, ritual statements, upside-down crosses, pentagrams. The Humane Society came in because downstairs, where they tore the they tore the stairway out that was going downstairs, there was blood everywhere. Animal-human sacrifice, nobody knows for sure about the human. But without question, the animal sacrifice was done numerous times. Now, most of the kids were probably 14, 15, 16, maybe 17. Every single wall in the house, every single floor, every single doorway, even the refrigerator and stove had markings everywhere. All of these runaways had gotten together, and over time, a priestess had led them into this satanic worship, sexual rituals, blood rituals. And we finally, you know, found the place, and we were a day late. Mitch was gone. All the kids were gone. We were trying to hunt down the priestess. The man had no idea what was going on inside the house that he was renting out. No idea that rituals were being done in the basement. No idea that all the walls, no idea that 20, 24, 25 kids were all gathering and practicing dark arts, magic arts, satanic rituals. A couple of days later, I got the call. Mitch was found. He found his way back home. Whatever happened, whatever influence, whatever gripped him. He took his father's gun, put it in his mouth, in his bedroom, and pulled the trigger. Half of his head was on the wall. The other half with his body fell to the ground. At 17 years old, the last time I saw him on the streets running, giving me the goat's head sign, not sure what part the rituals played in all of it, but there is no question influence occurred. This was in a normal town, any town, USA. And this is one of the places over the years that we've engaged. Tonight, it's October the 15th. It's a Friday night. And we're in the midst of an October 2010 that from the 13th all the way to November 4th. Well, on the satanic ritual calendar, it's all listed there. Human sacrifice, animal sacrifice, sexual rituals, blood rituals, all kinds of things that will be done. Abduction of victims of children to hold them in ceremonial preparation for the coming rituals. The big stuff's going to be done by the end of the month. It's all growing. I've watched it over the last 30 years. It's all growing. More's being done. More rituals. Even on the, we could call it the minor level. When kids get a hold of the Satanic Bible or other books that have rituals, that they've gone to the web and they go out by themselves. There are psycho-Satanists, self-styled Satanists, popular Satanists, traditional Satanists, non-traditional, undergrounders, bloodliners. Well, there's no question that it's grown. More books have been written on it in the last 15 years, probably, than ever in all of history. And the issue now is the satanic ritual abuse reports of 4 million in the United States, another 10 million in Europe. The numbers going down to the fourth generation, like I said yesterday, may move us to 100 million victims in the last 50 years. All in underground, in secrecy, in supernaturally laced, blanketed. Most of it's done that way. Don't forget Ezekiel 8, the prophet himself did not know that long-term, deep-seated, Luciferic serpent worship, human sacrifice, a literal coven had been operative in the city of God, in the nation of God, close to the prophet of God. But it wasn't until God led the prophet to find it, to see it, and let him know that he was going to take care of it. So tonight, as we get into the last of the series, this entire week's series, listen, shatterthedarkness.net if you're new. If you're new listening live tonight, this is Russ Dizdar. Welcome to all those on shortwave, local radio, and worldwide internet radio. I want to say welcome to the downloaders later on from the archives in all those countries. Obviously, in this hour, to me, it's a providential hour. I not only feel the presence of the Spirit of God in the, the compelling nature of God's message right now, but again, that urgency to say, hey, this is what's going on. And some people will feel as long as it doesn't come to their doorstep, it doesn't make any difference. I can't do that. You see, for a believer in Christ, we are called to go out into the world to, bring the message. It's about salvation and healing and deliverance, and that's all about bringing people to God. And in that context today, you're going to meet people with spirits on them, attached in them. You're going to meet people that are deeply possessed. Thousands of counselors and pastors and many others that have been out there helping the victims of SRA, DID. Well, God bless you, and may God give the great increase of wisdom, of healing, of help on how to bring them to complete and total wholeness, demonstrating liberated victory in Christ. If anybody can do that, it is Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, died on the cross in fulfillment of prophecy, sinless, born of the Virgin, conceived by the Spirit of God, so we have God in human flesh. Well, the demons feared him, all the Satanists listening tonight, you know that. I know it's Friday night, it's not the 13th, it's the 15th, and I know that rituals are designated tonight. Strange thing, the last two nights up, right there at 3 o'clock in the morning. So what do you do when all of a sudden you think maybe something's going on? Well, just simply go before the Lord. Even when you're tired, begin to unleash in prayer. Ask the Spirit of God to guide you and begin to pray and see what's going on. See what you need to pray about and who you need to pray for. That's a vital thing in the midst of the days we live in. Now, I've been going over this series over this week. Let me just give you, if you're brand new to this entire series during the week, we have five that we've done, an extra hour Wednesday night at 7 o'clock with actually a husband that came out of dabbling into Satanism, married a woman who had been satanically, ritually abused with multiple personality disorder, all that stuff, and still working for the total freedom and healing with the coven in the area. Well, we've engaged the coven. We've engaged individuals of the coven. We've had the calls come in and the languages spoke, the curses, the demons sent, all of it's been there. There's even times law enforcement was involved and weapons were drawn. Here's what it says on the website, shatterthedarkness.net. Satanic rituals may be going on in your backyard. Really? These rituals are old and being done in numbers off the scales. What is the main goal? To summon the dark powers and bring them to this side. How they summon is of massive importance. Human sacrifice. Let me just say this off the page. That is the number one way in all past history. Study all you want to biblically concerning it. Look at the Mayans. Look at the ziggurats. Look at the cultures. Look wherever there's been human sacrifice. It's all about them being spiritually led, seeking to appease the demon gods and goddesses and to embrace them and to bring them over and literally to become the doorkeepers, the door openers for the other side. So as we did last night with the statistics alone, worldwide, nonstop, in a progressive, multiplying way, dark satanic rituals have increased off the scales. I don't know how you calculate it. 500 million? It's got to be more than that over the last 50 years. You've got to understand that the story I told you in the beginning's absolutely real. It's a boy that was in my car one time as I tried to share Christ in the midst of his anger and hatred. Right here in Kenmore, Ohio. That's where it happened. Little boy stolen out of Allentown, Pennsylvania. I told you the story about the woman from Oregon that came in out of nowhere. Other than that, we've been praying for the answers. Maybe our prayers, and I do believe that's what occurred, God brought the woman back from Oregon here and somehow connected her to us. God is amazing at that. And told us the story of what occurred, all that occurred, took us to the building. Now we've asked law enforcement how it would be to get in there since it's boarded up and not used. Coven members that were involved back in the 90s, well, they're still around. Maybe not the couple that stole the boy. But I told you the story about the girl they sexually used, the boy, the little boy with the pink socks that they sacrificed and then ate. Good news. Maybe you've been praying too. We have found the woman that told us the details. And we're going tonight, Friday night the 15th, to visit her again and see about connecting her with detectives and seeing about getting inside that building. Because if there's blood spatter, there's a lot of things that can be found out. A lot of things that can be done. And so may God give you a spirit of great boldness, fearlessness, and growing wisdom. May God give you such a sense of leadership that Esther, that Deborah, that Nehemiah, and that Daniel had in the days that we live. Now listen, for all those that listen in shortwave also, please know that, yes, you can write us the snail mail. That is P.O. Box 755. P.O. Box 755, Uniontown, Ohio, 44685. And I just got a note in today from somebody that listens only by shortwave. And we're going to fulfill the request that you sent in, and so be looking for a response pretty soon. Got some other emails in today, and we have fixed most all the courses and all the links. Two of them are not fixed right now, so whether it's the book you've got or you're going to get some of the free course materials, looks like we got most everything but a few things yet, and I'm very glad that we didn't have to redo a lot of the recordings. So we're a little behind in trying to fix it all and get it all done, but we should have even the last couple of fixes done here real soon. On the front page of shatterthedarkness.net, for anybody that wants to go there, and again, if you're listening shortwave or in some other way, you can have a friend download. There's 25 hours of MP3s. It could turn into, you know, a CD, 1 hour CD. There's 25 of them off the course, a course called Satanism 101, where we bring exposure and give a lot of information concerning it. Now, this week we've been dealing with it because it's a month that there is without question, they will ramp up their side. And I'm going to tell you again, simply from the trenches, that satanic rituals have ramped up beyond anything conceivable in the minds of most. Now, the evidences are clearly there, and it's by those evidences of the victims in Australia, Canada, United States, Europe, England, even in Russia, which means they cannot be one of these SRAs unless they were raised in a coven in the context of rituals, in the context of engaging. Listen, if you meet an SRA and you're dealing with them and helping them, and they've got demons and very powerful ones, let alone the subpersonalities, well, then you got to understand they got in there somehow, and most all of them may have gotten in during rituals. They've gone through hundreds and hundreds. And if you're dealing with the first crop that began to show up in the 80s, they're in their 50s, but their children, and then all the way down to the 8, 9, 10-year-olds, the fourth generation is growing. They're there by the millions. We're talking about kids that have been split, that have been programmed, that have been demonized, that are being used, that up front personality-wise, it is about mind control, but it is about soul control and further use in the future. It has everything to do with the rise of Antichrist, everything to do with those who will help bring in globalism, and possibly those who will enforce Luciferic globalism and the coming attempts at the destruction of Israel and the annihilation of all believers. Tonight we're going to deal with the message, the future of satanic rituals. And I've got 7 points, I think, or 8 of those tonight that I'm going to give you concerning this one tonight. So get ready, take a pen, paper. You can get the notes whenever you miss a live show from 6 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. You can go to the archives, and I know from the station, Global Star, they have it up. We have it up. And, let's ask the question tonight. Why is my voice out here on the radio? And then why do you listen? There's a lot of reasons, but I believe there's a designated reason. There's a specific reason of both exposure of the dark side in biblical obedience to Ephesians chapter 5. There is the sense of the watchman, the idea of watching and reporting and saying this is what's going on. There's just simply the side of Bible study. Biblical prophecy tells us the closer we get to the end, the demonic manifestation, the demonic activity will be off the scale, unprecedented in all of history, and manifested in lives and people experiencing. So I'm going to tell you right now that major. You can go back to the Crowleys. You can go back to Jack Parsons, the rocket scientist. You can think that scientists would not be involved. They are involved. You can think that military people are not involved. They are involved. Because ultimately, backing it all the way up, you've got a fallen cherub with an insatiable lust, not only to present himself as God, but the ultimate goal of the fallen cherub, mark it down, check me out on this, is Revelation 19:19. The ultimate goal of the fallen cherub and that entire dark side regime, Armageddon. It's all about trying to one more time stop God, annihilate God. You read about it, Revelation 19:19. The Bible's clear. And if you back up to chapter 16, you're going to see that there's only one way. Military men and women, listen for a moment. With all the weaponry and everything else, please remember, before a gun is fired, before any bullet or bomb is released, there's thinking going on. And that thinking and maybe waiting for orders and where those orders come from involves a lot of thought and influence and decision making. And I'm going to tell you right now that Satan is, where there is vulnerability, Satan is very powerful in influence. Take a look at Judas, Gospel of John, where in his heart he's already slammed it shut on God and opened it wide to his own selfish greed. The Bible simply says that Satan walked right into him, and guided him out to betray unto the cross, to betray unto death Jesus Christ. I will say very clearly that in these days, keep watching politics, keep watching military structure, keep watching economic structure. Those three areas will have Satan's deepest attention. They are the central targets because of what's coming. There is no globalism without the political ideology, without the economic backing, and without the military force. So the globalism that everybody knows is coming. But what most do not understand is that it's all coming from a spiritually guided influence. There is simply no globalism without it. Not in politics, not in military, not in economics. The shadow government, shadow elitists, well, they're definitely there. And I do agree that you can really pray about it, and when God does show up with great power, like in, look at the model of Acts chapter 8. That's a model for me. You take a look at Acts chapter 8, you're going to see a model. And in that model of how it was done, guess what occurs? God's power is so deeply and broadly released that the once high people and low people, that is the upper echelon and then the peasants, that were once captivated and amazed and gripped by a dark power coming through a priest, basically, a deep occultist that literally brought control to the entire region, city, all of that. It is clear that people that had been influenced by him were clearly demonized, possessed, because when Philip went in with the authority of Christ, the message of the gospel, the presence and power and backing of God in heaven, that people were saved and healed. But let's look at the story, Acts chapter 8. They were delivered. Demons came out of them screaming. How'd they get in there? See, demons cannot, listen, you just can't walk down the street and get born again. When God confronts by the Spirit of God, or you hear the gospel and you're not saved, like with me, anybody else I've ever led to Christ, there's got to be an engagement. How can they believe on whom they've not heard? They got to hear the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. That's the word of God, Romans 1:16. And you've got to understand, it's not until you or I repent and turn and receive and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ that the Spirit of God comes in us, that we are born of the Spirit. You've got to understand that's how it works on the other side, the laws of engagement. There has to be a door. There has to be an agreement. There has to be a right. They have to have a right to get in. Are they knocking? Yes. Are they seeking as never before in all of history? Can I say it again? They are seeking as never before in all of history to fulfill the agenda. And they're doing it furiously. They're doing it because they're pressured. Hell is pressured to get it done. How do I know this? Well, in all the experiences, we find this out. But back to the Bible, back to the Word of God. And you come to Revelation 12, where God reveals the full presence of the fallen cherub is revealed as God uses the term dragon. The dragon, the ancient serpent, the devil, the dragon, again and again in one chapter. This is the only chapter in all the Bible that does this. Again and again, God reveals the dragon. As a matter of fact, it uses the word megas, drakon. Mega, meaning huge, massive. The idea now is that the presence of, manifestation of, in comparison to the world, that the full force of the fallen cherub in the sense of huge dragon. Well, you read about it there in Revelation 12. He knows that his time is short. And he's furious. He's enraged. The dark side knows that its time is short. Christ is coming. The end of radical evil will be here. All of us that know Christ would cry out, hallelujah, 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 and again, hallelujah. That's Revelation 19's four hallelujahs in the context of the visible return of Christ. oh, there's going to be an end. Mankind won't do it. Politicians won't do it. Law enforcement can't do it. We can only give the band-aids because the issue at its roots is spiritual. Your condition, if you're not saved, lost, separated from God, dying in the physical body, what are you going to do about it? Going to try to save yourself? Going to grab some New Age crystals? Going to have somebody channel a spirit for you? You're going to embrace the teaching, the Luciferic doctrine of a evolution to deity? You know anybody that reached it? You see, on the one side, there are spirits by the hundreds of millions that are guiding and leading and directing, and the Spirit of God said they would come. Check it out, 1 Timothy 4:1. They're going to come in great droves, and the only goal, deceive as many people as possible and use some of them along the way. Maybe you're listening right now and you've recognized that you've got spiritual stuff coming in you and through you. You're enhanced. You've got abilities. But none of it comes from God. Let me tell you that it comes from the dark side. I don't care how masqueraded. I don't care how if it, you think it's you, Uncle Charlie, if it's an ancient Indian spirit, if it's an animal guide, if it is an ascended master, if it is some alien entity, if it is Maitreya himself, it is demonic, it is from the other side. And when confronted with the authority of the living Christ, the dark side always yields. They know who he is. Oh, you could read about it in the gospel when Jesus came to the one area where there were two of the demonized individuals. The demon cries out, "We know who you are." You ever read that? Well, listen, again, welcome tonight. If you're brand new and tuning in, this is Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. We're glad to get emails from you to let us know where you're from. Please understand that in all the work that we do, we don't have products and things like that or commercials. But if you want to be a part, some of you write about this. The only thing we're going to say, if you want to support, go to shatterthedarkness.net, click on the support tab and read and make your choices. And yes, we can use it. We need it. That's how we are out here. But that's all we're going to say. That's all we try to say. The website will always have listed the theme for the week and the message titles for each day. And the archives are always there for later on, too. Number of courses that are up, check them out. We got about 29 minutes about 30 minutes. And we want to go over the 7 or 8 points tonight. Let's begin with number 1 tonight. Concerning the message tonight is the future of satanic rituals. Now, number one, let me say that we need to, you know, if you listen to Monday through Thursday, we set kind of precedents concerning the past. Here's what I say in point number one. The future begins with the past. I mean, go back to Babylon in the Old Testament. Go back to 2 Kings. Go back to Ezekiel 8. Go back to 2 Kings 3. The Moabite king sacrificing his own son on the wall to draw powers in war. They knew how to weaponize and draw the powers to win battles. Might be why militaries are pressed to seek supernatural or non-human enhancements today. They are seeking the military just as much as military may be seeking them in some areas. In the Old Testament days, they were there constantly to compromise Israel. Rituals are being done. Manasseh does a human sacrifice with his own child. I mean, this is what was going on. It was going on prior to the flood with the Nephilim. We've got to understand the presence of non-human entities, fallen angels, demonic unclean spirits. If you've ever engaged them inside another person, that is, they manifested fully, looking at you through their eyeballs, speaking with that human mouth, but you know it's not human, you've got an ancient, God-hating, eternally committed, dark entity dwelling in a human. It has got in, well, maybe through a ritual, maybe through transference. If there's full possession, it's because somebody gave full rights. They opened up all the way. Maybe they didn't know what was going to fully happen because, listen, when it comes to the dark side, it's not like when God talks about coming to Christ, you receive the gift of God, the Holy Spirit, the gift of eternal life, the presence of God will come in. We were created for the presence of God. Without the presence of God, we're dead. We're lost. And so if you do not have the Spirit of Christ in you, read Romans 8. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. But God wants you. And God seeks you. And you're listening tonight. And God summons you to come to the living Christ. He knocks at the door of your heart. He seeks to bring His full, redeeming, awesome presence into your life. And all you got to do, you know, bow your knee to God. Surrender. Repent of the sin. You know, turn your back on all the junk and turn to God and ask the Lord Jesus, come in. I receive you as Lord and Savior. Listen, I want you to know this too. On our website, on the left-hand side, scroll down a little bit, you'll find a tab that says Dynamic Discipleship. How do you know what salvation is? What happens at the moment of salvation? How can you grow? Those kind of things are there. But point number one, if you really want to understand the current day and even the future, then we can look backwards biblically at the massive, massive level of demonization, demon worship, human sacrifice, rituals, where individuals, families, entire tribes bloodlined for years and years and years. I mean, we can take a look at the Mayans. It's one of the most untold stories. Most of those listening to the Mayan stories and Mayan researchers today are being lied to about the advanced civilization. They're being utterly absolute. Whether the people that are doing the research are high on the ayahuasca, the drugs, whether they've allowed themselves to be altered by the spirits and spiritualities that helped turn and build a civilization with Nephilim architecture, astral archaeology, opening doors celestially to an inseparable link, an open door to the dark side. On the backs of thousands and thousands of human beings, children, moms, and dads were sacrificed. They had their guts ripped out. They were burned and melted. They were beheaded. The blood was shed. The temples have blood all over them. The grounds are blood soaked. The demons that were once there still waiting for dupes to come along. And little by little, like the bait. You know the bait for the big old fat fish out there? To the fat fish, it looks like it's something good. Man, it looks, that's why it's bait. The lure looks good. Remember the third chapter of Genesis? Eve heard all the communication, but it looked good. There's an emotional grip. There's a grabbing of the senses when dark presence, even masqueraded as light. So you're stepping into the light. So you're talking and pointing to the light. What light are you stepping into? There is the light of God that brings clear revelation. John's Gospel chapter 1, Jesus Christ is the Phos. He is the light coming out of heaven, the fullest revelation. You want to know what God's like? Take a look. But He's the light. That's what the light is. In the New Testament, the light is very clearly, you know, God, the idea of light, phos, this moral, spiritual, infinite qualities are there. But when you talk about stepping into the light and letting the light use you or using yourself or the light, what light? If you don't know the name, if you don't know the source, because the Word of God says that Satan masquerades as an angel of light. If you can't name the light you feel you're serving, that's not God's intent. The light that God gives leads you to the living Christ, the sinless one, the one that died, the one that healed, the one that raised people from the dead, the one that's coming again, the one that can change your life from this very second to all of eternity. This is the one that dwells in me. This is the one that I know I will see face to face, God. But when we're dealing with rituals and the powers that are coming in, and I wanted to say here, I already done this week, the number one reason, Satanists will know this, undergrounders know this, and they know that's why they have to have a constant human sacrifice. They've got to have the humans. Human sacrifice in satanic ritual is the number one way to appease and draw over, to open gateways for the dark side to come to this side, to be manifest here. So you can look at it in the past. It's not gone away. It's never been stopped. Number two, let me say this. You can look into the future. I've got the book coming out. Next week, we're going to start a series, probably a two-week series called Seeing Into the Future, looking at aspects of actual, factual human history, the way it'll really occur, in contrast to some of the other stuff that's out there. We'll look at what will really occur. What will really occur is seen in on a global scale, local scale. It shows in the area of masses of people, nations, and individual politicians and military. It shows the abyss. It shows Armageddon. It shows the great anarchy. It shows the Antichrist. It shows what people are saying, what people are feeling, what people are thinking. It even shows way out there into the future those who have loved Jesus, been born of the Spirit of the Lord, and know Him. And when they are glorified, it even shows you seeing God face to face. In love, indestructible immortality. So when I say go to the future, I don't need Nostradamus. I don't need Edgar Cayce. I don't need Sylvia Brown. I don't need Webbot. I don't need these. Because, and I don't need the remote viewers, because on a very broad scale, there is little accuracy. Some. I don't need the Mayan 2012 prophecies. They're not really prophecies anyway. What I'm going to do in the future here is to reveal to you. They're not really prophecies about humanity's future. They are Luciferian declarations of their growing agenda. Look to the future. Book of Revelation. We'll look at a few places all through. Matter of fact, let's start. This is point number three. Dealing with future satanic rituals. The revealed number one. Let's begin here. We're going to look at Revelation 9, verse 20. Let me just read. Listen carefully to the words, okay? The rest of mankind. Now, I want you to hear this. This has not yet occurred. This is the future. We haven't even had the Antichrist rise or the false prophet here. The great anarchy has not yet occurred. But when the four horses, Revelation 6, when the seals, all these things are going on, even when the wrath of God begins to come, eventually there's a pause, and here's what it says about hundreds of millions worldwide. Listen, in the future, hundreds of millions. Here's what the Word of God in prophetic picture of the future. And I'm quoting, quote, and the rest of men, humankind, which were not killed by these plagues, repented not of the works of their hands, that they would not stop worshiping demons. Did you hear that? That they would not stop worshiping. That is their complete yielding to, embrace of, agreement with, opening their hearts, believing in, experiencing. Daimonoia is the Greek word. Daimonoia is the word in reference to the multiplicity of spirits. So the future shows us when the Antichrist comes and the false prophet comes and globalism is here and everything else is suppressed or being fought against. When the war on the saints, Daniel, out of Daniel, when the Antichrist makes that occur, eventually, this picture is that this vast, huge sum of humanity worldwide, they are worshiping demons. They're embracing, in manifested fellowship with, connection. And again, the central way is in those rituals. There's only one way to really engage the demons like this, the way the Mayans did. Worldwide, the leading out, the coming out of the underground, and then the embrace of. Why? Because people want powers. People need powers. People want non-human enhancements. People are going to be used and guided. As a matter of fact, when demons get into one person, usually, you know what happens? They want more. They want to guide the person. We've seen this happen again and again. Even when they get into a young child through satanic ritual abuse, even if that child is taken away, if the demonic is not dealt with inside, the demonic will seek some connection along the way to get more demons in. And even an 8-year-old can draw a circle, can do a ritual and summon a demon if they've been involved in it again and again, and if they're empowered. You see, as a believer in Christ, I have the Spirit of God. Before the show tonight, I'm upstairs in the place that I stand and pray, and as I, you know, have my arms raised to the heavens, the Spirit of God is in me. I'm praying for God to stretch out His hand. I'm praying for the Spirit of God to lead me and guide me and direct me and grant those that are listening to be saved or healed or delivered. I'm in fellowship. I'm worshiping Jesus. I'm in manifest, living, personal relationship. I love it. I'm saved. But I want you to be if you're not. God wants you to be if you're not. You've not been forgotten. Don't let the devil lie to you and fill you with stuff to anger your heart. Don't go to hell angry, with no chance to come out. Deal with it now. Tell the devil he's lied to you long enough. Get out of it now. Surrender to God. Let the healing, the love, the grace, the power, the mercy, the felt presence of God flow into your life as you turn and cry out, Lord Jesus Christ, I believe in you. I receive you as Lord and Savior. I renounce Satan and all the sin and all the stupid things. I renounce the anger and the bitterness. I renounce all of this. And I turn my life over. Fill me with your presence. I accept you as Lord, Savior, and God into my life. Born of the Spirit of God. Embraced by God from the inside out now, my friend. All because God loved you. Any reason why you'd wait any longer? Any reason why a Satanist listening right now in anger at me or doing rituals or doing harm or making plots would continue? Why don't you stop serving the side that is lost so many times? You ask your demons. They fear Yesu Christu. They fear Yahweh Adonai. Jesus has come for you. God has come for you. His power, His love, His might, only He can deliver you. And I know it's tough. When you've got demons in you and you're thinking about getting away, they slam you to the ground. May the Lord Jesus bind those spirits in the name of Jesus right now. May you be empowered by the Spirit of God to cry out to Jesus. May you be empowered by the Word of God. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come to Christ right now. Don't wait as He knocks and summons at the centrality of your heart. All the believers can be praying when you hear this, because you know what? Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of downloads of this will go into up to 80 countries of the world. See, that's what we're all about in all the subjects we talk about. I don't care if we talk about the demons, Satan, hell, dark matter, Nephilim, trans, that doesn't make any difference. The beeline and the ultimate is that God loves you. It's all about God pursuing you. That's why I'm here. I don't want to waste my time in just talking about a black hole when there's a black hole in your heart and it can be healed and the Spirit of God can come in. Point number three tonight, well, the future, biblical revelation, Revelation chapter 9, clearly brings revelation that mass numbers of humanity. Now, this is after all this dark underground. See, right now, listen, all over the world right now, the secret power of lawlessness is already at work. The regime, the serpent worshipers, they are lying low. They are supernaturally laced in powers that keep them hidden. But they're bulging at the seams. They're wanting to come to full presence in the world. And there is simply the finger of God, the restrainer. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Holds all of it back. Do you understand? The finger of God. Some say the Spirit of God. Some say an angel. Some say, listen, it just simply says God has a restrainer. God restrains the full force of the secret power of lawlessness, the full operating presence of Satan himself, the absolute apocalypse of Anthropos and Nomos. The finger of God holds back this bulging, hellish, murderous, human-consuming, hell-serving presence back. The finger of God. It would be my opinion that there would not be one fallen angel, not one demon in all of that side not involved at pushing. Oh, for the evolutionary development, they've been doing it. Millions are cooked by the hundreds of millions spiritually cooked right now. Blinded, embraced with alternative counterfeit things that have not led them to God, but preoccupied them and are now using them as dupes to further the greatest lie that will ever be unleashed to the world. The great hellish chaos, anarchy, black awakening, as they call it, it's going to occur. Out of the dust, those who caused it, the Antichrist and his regime that are in waiting, well, they will rise. See, globalism's not going to come because the UN voted on it, or because the nations got together and voted on it. It will only come after the collapse, the chaotic, satanically plotted, the dark powers that released, and the people that bring the, well, you read, you could, you listen, you want to read prophetic revelation? Read the four horsemen. When you come to the red horse, look what happens. On a global scale, peace is taken instantly from the world. And this causes humanity. And the Greek word is, these people begin to butcher. The actual word is used in animal sacrifice. Millions will die in the great chaos. And whether you're a believer or not, one thing I've become aware of is that probably now billions feel this dark, ominous cloud coming. Oh, it's coming. Are you prepared? Do you know what's going to happen tonight if you die? And when the Antichrist comes, do we understand? The Jesus said it in Matthew 24. Just study it out. The greatest unleash of demonic presence in the greatest deception and the greatest destruction go hand in hand. To the degree of the deception comes the degree of the destruction. Global manifested dark powers. Point number three tonight is simply in Revelation 9 and verse 20 and in verse 21, 22, actually. You can go to 22 also. You know what 22 says? I'm sorry, 21. Verse 20 talks about the rest of humanity, which were not killed by the plagues and the other things, the wrath of God and things like that. They wouldn't turn away from the work of their hands nor stop worshiping, which would involve the ritual engagement, summoning of the demons. Look at the next verse, 21. They wouldn't stop repenting of their murderers nor of their magic arts, sorceries, pharmakia. Now, I think that maybe many of those authors of books, television documentaries, researchers that have been going to the Mayan temples into South Africa, you know, to engage the ayahuasca, to drink the stuff, to get to the spirits. I'm going to tell you right now, unbelievable. These entities are so beyond you. When you open yourself up spiritually, oh, they will engage you. They will speak. They will influence you. You want to be a shaman? It's a sham. You want to watch the demons play games with your life? In the future, the Spirit of God says that millions will not stop from their murders. They will not stop the magic arts, sorceries, pharmakia, the inseparable connection between the use of particular drugs and the summoning of demons in ritual format. They're not going to stop. That's the biblical picture of humanity's choices, because the presence becomes so strong once you're so layered, once you're so into it, there literally is a moment of reprobation. There is a moment where God gives you over. Read about it. Romans chapter 1. Three times God says, you go so far in your blasphemy of God, of Christ, and if you go as far as blaspheming the Spirit of God, your goose is cooked for eternity. Future says, biblical future says, what God sees in the future and shows us a glimpse of is that millions will be in ritual format embracing the demons, summoning them, worshiping them, serving them. Point four, I just mentioned it, chapter 9, verse 21. It is revealed by their use of sorcery, magic arts. If you think that the development of ritual and magic arts have grown in the last 30 years, have you understood by the hundreds of millions of hits, satanic websites, websites that have rituals, death rituals, destruction rituals, every kind is out there. I gave the report earlier. Do a little research on Italy alone. How many Satanists in Italy? The last research and designated numbers where priests are being matched up with law enforcement to help stop this onslaught where they're crying for exorcists. I think the report was something like, you know, was it 8,000 different kinds of groups, but about 700,000. Members that they know of. So listen, Aleister Crowley's been dead for a long time, but more people have used his material, got into his rituals, and involved themselves. Even when we were out evangelizing in a bowling alley a few years ago, here's a junior high school kid with an Aleister Crowley deck of tarot cards that his mother was training him in. Magic arts. Left-hand path. The deeper you go, the deeper their grip. The future shows us, with Antichrist here, false prophet here, the manifestation in the air, in the cities, in the lives, so thick that by the millions people refuse to turn away from it. Point number five, the saturation. Read about it, Revelation 18. Babylon worldwide is way, way beyond Babylon of the days of Daniel. This spiritual system, pictured by God as a prostitute, a whorish spiritual prostitute that is seducing the world. The merchants, the kings, the military, the spiritual presence. Well, Revelation 18 shows us in the very beginning that it's all about the manifestation. How did so many demons, how did so many millions upon millions of demonic entities manifest on this side? The number one way is human sacrifice. By the time you read Revelation 18, in which God's going to declare that Babylon's coming down, which is a good thing, it did become a representation of the broadest, largest, most powerful manifestation of dark power in all of human history. It leads the world almost to annihilation, if not for the Son of God breaking in. Point number six, it's revealed in Revelation 16 when the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet, kind of like what they do, triangulation, the release, because they've got the powers within them, they release in ritualistic warfare manner spirits out of their mouths, targeting political, military leadership of the world, a global class planetary wave of demonic force. Even though the world's committed to the Antichrist by this time, taking the mark, worshiping the image, guess what occurs? He unleashes this world, this planetary wave. And that's what leads the kings of the earth, the peoples and the nations, to gather together, point number seven, in fulfillment of Psalm 2, point number eight, to Revelation 19:19. The only reason for Armageddon, the world's largest military structure in human history, the most advanced, the most technologically, the most spiritually charged, the most spiritually duped, but the pinnacle of super soldiering is out on the field, Armageddon. And it occurs by those with the mark of the beast worshiping the breathed-into image, technology and spirit combined, of the beast. I've got the music coming on, my friends, tonight. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. God bless you. Hey, remember us in your prayers. Remember us in your support. Good night.